There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Hope you're having an amazing day. We had a little glitch in the beginning of this show. Hopefully you didn't notice that. But if you did, that's what we live with these days. Technology. Technology sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. Hey, listen, today our show is called The Courage to Be an Original. And so what does it really mean to be an original? Many of us are born original, right? But we become copies. We become copies. We follow everybody else. We follow the trend, follow what people think we should be, do, or have. And we get up in this thing. And somewhere down the line, what is our self? It's our soul. It's our path, our power. It's our purpose, right? So original. One must really start to do the inner work to take what I want to say is kind of a rust over the soul. You've got to take off the beliefs, the misinformation, disinformation, the illusions, delusions that keep you from really experiencing and expressing all of who you are. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to talk to you about what stops people from being authentic. You'll want to hear this. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. Daily strategies and wisdom to unlock your genius, your soul, and to transform your life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back. Okay, Courage to Be an Original. That's the title of the show today. What stops people from being original? Well, the biggest stopper is your core beliefs. You believe that who you are is your house, your car, your family, you are your clothes you're wearing, you're the trend you set, you are this and you are that, right? We all know that that's not true. You're something much greater than that. And if you allow yourself to open your life up, open yourself up to whatever that is for you, be your own weirdness. You know, weird is kind of a word we, you know, when I was a kid, you didn't want to be weird. But then one day when I looked up the definition of weird, in one of the dictionaries, I think it was Webster, it said, of or relating to the supernatural. And I thought, that's cool. Okay, I like that. I can be weird now. So our weirdness is really what takes us into being our original. So finding your super gifts, your super talents, finding that place where maybe you're a clairaudient, maybe you're clairvoyant, maybe you're a person that can do remote healing. Maybe you're a person that can tune in and really help others psychically, maybe. I don't know. Listen, a lot of gifts are out there. Maybe you're empathic. But I do know this. If you don't allow yourself to experience and express who you are, you'll never become that person. Today on my show, we've got some real amazing guests that I believe are going to blow your mind. They're going to help you to take your mind and expand it. Expand your consciousness. You know, what it really takes to be an original is courage, right? You know, courage to change everything sometimes. In fact, you know, I wrote a book around that, Courage to Change Everything. And I wrote it because I'd realized that we don't need any more information. You've got enough information. What you need is wisdom and courage and an understanding and the success principles that will take your life to the next level. Wouldn't you agree? You know, think about what stopped your success in the past? You know, what is that? Well, you made poor choices, probably. I know I have. Okay. And those poor choices, if we're not learning from them, then what's happening is we're repeating those choices over and over again, right? You don't want to do that. You want to learn and grow and evolve. So the book I wrote, Courage to Change Everything, you can get it at couragetochange.us. It'll help you to daily tune into your wisdom, be able to have specific guidance as to what steps to take to generate success and wealth and health and joy in your life. How cool is that? Why wouldn't you want that? I'm hoping you'd say yes. So I hope you'll check it out. All right, listen, I'm going to take another quick break. Then we're going to come back and I'm going to bring my first guest in.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Season Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
All righty, welcome back. The show is The Courage to Be an Original, and I have an original that's going to be with me right this second. His name is Sam Leibowitz, and Sam is known as the Conscious Consultant. He's a mentor, he's a coach, he's a speaker, he's a healer, he's a serial entrepreneur, and he's also the author of the number one best-selling book, Everyday Awakening. He's been around in business since 1993, so he knows a little bit of what he's talking about. And I'm on his one of his businesses, Talk Radio New York City. I'm on that show. Our channel is going out to you guys right now. Sam, welcome.
Ken, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. It's always nice to be on the other side of the microphone, as they say, right?
It is, isn't it? Especially you can just relax and yeah. Well, maybe you won't relax because I've got some really questions that I'd like to get my my listeners to get to know you, first of all. How'd you get to be known as the Conscious Consultant?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because it never really was anything I intended on doing. It's just, I like to say life will have its way with you, whether you want it to or not. And I was basically a business consultant. I was a business entrepreneur. But I had been through a number of very difficult challenges when I was younger in life. And I knew that, and I'd been on a very spiritual path early on, and then I got very far away from it and just kind of focused on making money. But I knew like there was healing that I needed to do on the inside. And so slowly but surely, the universe kind of moved me back. I first got back into personal development, and then from personal development, I started taking these healing workshops, but not because I had ever intention of becoming a healer or thought I had any ability as a healer, just for my own healing, that I just knew like there were things inside of me that needed to come out. And I've taken many modalities, but you know, there was that one modality where you go to the workshop, they teach you about the method, then they pair you up and you work on each other. And I helped this woman release a condition that had been plaguing her since she was 6 years old, sort of a chronic bronchial challenge. And it was like when she said, wow, like I haven't been able to breathe like this since I was a little kid. I was floored. I was like, oh, you mean like I can use this to help other people? It's not just for me. And then I went home that night and I'm like, what do I do with this? You know, I always thought of myself as a business person, not as a healer or anything. And so I really just sat with it. And what came to me was really, well, you're still kind of a consultant. You're just a different kind of consultant now. You're one that focuses more on the energy, the energetic patterns, what's going on in the whole person, not just one particular problem. And so that's where the idea of the Wow. conscious consultant was birthed and been going ever since.
That's amazing. All right. So let me ask you this. You're probably seeing a lot of people coming to you right now. What are people, what's their biggest challenge today? Is the pandemic? Is it isolation? Is it, what's going on? There's a lot going on. What are you right. seeing?
Things may manifest differently for different people, but the underlying thing that I see that's the biggest challenge people are dealing with is the challenge of dealing with the unknown, that when it comes to this situation that we're in, it is completely unknown. Nobody in this generation has had to deal with a worldwide pandemic before. And so having to deal with these unknowns, and it's affecting every aspect of our life, our business life, our social life, our family life. So for most people, they really don't know how to haven't had the experience, let me say. They haven't had the experience.
I can agree with you a lot. I mean, I think Americans want certainty. We want to know what's ahead of us. We want to know, we want to plan, we want to be in control. You know, we don't like this. Well, what's in the unknown? Because there's a lot of unknown going on.
Right. What's but coming
isn't
next?
That, isn't that where all the juice comes from? I mean, isn't you walked into the unknown to a healing workshop and you came out and went, wow, I've got this ability I never even knew I had.
Right. We all want to know, like, what's next? We all have our 6-month plan, our 1-year plan, our 5-year plan. And then something comes along and we just totally have to throw the plan out the window. And we're like, what do I do now? Well, you know, this is being really present to the moment. And to me, way I work with people is to mm-hmm. help them to just truly be present to what's right in front of us right here, right now.
I love it. So let me talk about the book then, because, you know, Everyday Awakening is probably the solution. We need to wake up as a society and as individuals to be able to take our lives to the next level. Would you agree or no?
Absolutely. But in order to get sort of past that fear of like really being present to what's going on, it's the knowing that we are all more powerful than we know. And that's why it's the subtitle of my book, because when we feel more empowered, when we feel like we can deal with situations, regardless of whether we're prepared for them or not, then we're more willing, we're more open to be able to face these challenges. And it's Everyday Awakening because it's really for everyday people, but it's really about helping people to understand that we have so much power in our lives through our choices, our decisions, how we show up, our attitudes, our energy, that once we come to realize that we really are the creators of our life, that then it's easier to say, okay, I can deal with this unknown because I am empowered. I can deal with this because I do know how to center myself. I know how to be present. I know how to connect with my heart, with my mind, with my body, with my spirit. I understand how to balance things in my life and what is appropriate and how to show up in appropriate ways at different times.
Wow, I love that. You know, that's not something we're necessarily taught in school. I didn't go to a school to learn any of that. And I bet you didn't either. You were on a journey to be an original is my guess. Listen, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about ancient wisdom versus modern wisdom and why a lot of times people think ancient wisdom is better. We'll be right back.
T Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
Well, welcome back, everybody. All right, we're talking to Sam Liebowitz, and Sam is known as the Conscious Consultant. He's a mentor and a coach, and he's got a book out, number one best-selling book called Everyday Awakening. Sam, I was asking you about modern wisdom versus ancient wisdom. Is there a difference, and should people pay attention to one or another?
Yeah, actually, it's really interesting because a lot of modern wisdom comes from technology, comes from, I'm going to call it the Newtonian view of physics, of the way the world is put together, that we're discrete, separate particles, the electrons and protons and neutrons and atoms, and we don't really interact. There's really not that much going on. But actually, what's now starting to come about in quantum physics, the deeper and deeper we look, the less and less we see there's actually, mass is really more just energy vibrating at a different rate. And so a lot of things that the quantum mechanic people are talking about now goes back to things that gurus and ancient mystics have been saying for thousands of years, how everything we need is inside of us, how we're all part of one whole. The holographic nature of the universe is very much like Indira's web in the ancient Hindu traditions. So it's really, for me, quite fascinating that there's this some real ancient wisdom that if we bring into modern times, that there are very practical ways to apply them into our day-to-day life.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. What, you know, practical ways of applying wisdom into our life. I think people, yeah, I mean, there's three ways we can get wisdom, right? You can learn it from somebody else. You can do it by trial or error, or you can tune into your inner wisdom and meditate and tap into the superconscious mind. In your book, how do we obtain wisdom and how do we apply it in our lives on a daily basis?
Well, I actually like to look at things through the lens of the four archetypal elements, earth, air, fire, water, that represent the mind, the heart, the body, and the spirit, because they're different aspects and they're different elements that we can tap into that each have their own innate wisdom in them, right? The heart is all about connection and working with people. And when we tap into our heart, it's really about community and how we connect to people, because there are times when we need to be more in our heart. However, there are times when we need to really focus on the mind. When we're coming up with a business plan, we're working on budgets, we need to figure things out. That's an appropriate time to use mind. And body is physicality, it's presence, about taking care of the physical substance, exercise. And then there's spirit, which is, as you were mentioning, meditation, inspiration, daydreaming. Like, that's where spirit kind of comes in. So when we're looking for a vision for our business, or we're looking to get some inspiration for what to do next, that's where tapping into air, which is spirit, really helps us.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Why did you write your book, by the way? Why did you write the book? What inspired you? What were you sitting around thinking, oh, I need to write a book? Or
No, actually, I didn't intend on writing a book. It started off with just my blog. I needed to write a blog for my newsletter. So like 6 years ago, I started writing my blog every week. And I just used my blog as part of my process to share with people what I was really present to in my life. But I shared it in a way that I didn't get into the story of who said what to who, but more I just shared what was the lesson I learned, what were the insights that I got. And then over time, I started getting so much feedback from people saying, oh, this post was just wonderful. Oh, someone else said, oh, you should really share this, more of these. And then a dear friend of mine, Jan, who lives in the building next to me, who's a PR person, she was like, Sam, these are great. You should really publish them. And this was about 2 years ago. And I wasn't really, I was thinking, yeah, that would be good to do eventually sometime, but I didn't really have it as a lit on my top five things to do. But when the pandemic came down and I saw people were immediately kind of going into a very fear-based way of being, I said, I don't want to buy into that fear. I don't want to live out of fear. Let me do something to invest in myself in a way, but also helps me to get a message out of hope, of inspiration, of encouragement to people. So then I hired a professional editor and started working with her to go through all these blog posts, pull out the best ones, tighten them up, organize them in a way that makes sense, so that I had something of real value to share with people that could really support them during this challenging time that we're all in.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just kind of dreaming as you're saying that, and thinking about the single moms that are sitting out there with their children at home, and now they're having to be a school teacher, or the business owner that grew their chain of restaurants to five or six, and now they have nothing, you know, or the person that's just worked for a company and that company's no longer around, you know, and or somebody that's, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's living at home instead of going out into the workplace, and now they're having to deal with family dynamics. How is Everyday Awakening practical solutions for people that are going through this?
So the information in the book is divided up into seven chapters, where I talk about the seven different aspects: our foundation of just survival, of growth, of organization, of connection and community, speaking our truth, seeing our vision, and connecting to our higher purpose and contribution. And so these seven foundational energies, they're loosely based on the seven chakras. If people who do yoga are familiar with the chakra system, and these really foundational energies, if we look at them from a more practical point of view, they actually are the seven ways we develop in any environment. And so through a lot of the different essays, I touch upon all different ways of looking at things differently and looking at ways from the point of view that we create our life. So if we're dealing with something challenging, what is the gift in it? One of the first essays in the book is "Life happens for us, not to us," which is a quote from a dear friend of mine, Jennifer Huff, who's an amazing teacher. And it's like when I first heard that phrase, it so resonated with me. And I really put it right up front in the book because I felt it was so important for people to get that when we approach things from the point of view that life happens for us and not to us, then we can ease into things. And then they would take some of the stress out a little bit because now we're looking, we have a different perspective and we're looking, okay, so how does this serve me? In what way does this serve me? And I've talked to many people. Now, I don't have kids, but I know a lot of people who do. And I've heard a number of them say, you know, at first it was so challenging just dealing with my kids being home all day long. And they said to me, you know, Sam, I realized that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity and I may never get to spend this kind of time with my young kids. I want to take full advantage of it like never before because I may not have this opportunity again.
I love that. I think you made your point there. And I think that so if we look at it as more of an opportunity to learn, to grow, develop, to become the best version of ourselves, no matter what the situation is, that will give us strength. That'll give us courage. That'll give us hope. That's what I'm hearing your message say.
Exactly.
How do people get the book, Sam?
Okay, so I set up a quick link for people to go straight to the listing on Amazon, which is Everyday Awakening Book, all one word, everydayawakeningbook.com, and that'll take you straight to the listing on Amazon. I have both a Kindle version and a paperback version. And when you get the book, if you go to my website, theconsciousconsultant.com, and you click on the link that says Sam's book, there are a whole bunch of gifts that you get. You just put in your name, your email address, your receipt number, and you'll get access to six different programs, meditations, discounts on programs that are thousands of dollars worth of gifts for you just for buying the book to make it so easy.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. And by the way, I hope you'll stay to the end. If you will, I'll bring you back in. I got a specific question to ask you if you can.
Sure. Okay. Sure. I'll stick around.
All right. Listen, before I go to break, I truly want to thank everybody that tunes into Voices of Courage. And, you know, I appreciate you letting your family, your friends know about this show. We're on Facebook, of course. A lot of you are there right now. You know, we'd love it if you give us, you know, a little shout out there. That'd be great. And we're also on YouTube. So I hope you'll visit our YouTube channel and subscribe to us so that you can get our shows every week. And I really appreciate it. It's come from my heart. Really, thank you so much. You're the ones that help us grow this show and made it so successful. We're now on 14 networks, 250 stations in 170 countries. That's because of you, our listeners. So thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a break.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kali Ma in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kali Ma, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
All righty. Well, listen, Courage to Be an Original is our topic today. And I have two guests coming on right now. They're co-hosts, and I would like to introduce them. We'd like to add them to the stream. So the first one is Carol Serene Borgens, and she is a gifted channeler and medium who communicates directly with the Spirit Messenger Packs. She has a new book out. It's called Do One to Earth, and it's repairing our damage that we've done to Earth. Carol's diverse background includes nursing, breeding show purebred dogs, racing British sports cars, and restoration of old wooden boats, to name a few things. And her co-host is Penelope Jean Hayes. She's the foremost leader in the field of contagious and osmotic energy known as virology. And she has appeared on television hundreds of times as an expert for Dr. Phil, ABC News, and internationally. She's the co-author of the book Do Unto Earth. Ladies, welcome to the show. It's great to have both of you.
Hi, Ken. Nice to be with you.
Wow. How'd you get together to write this book? And there's going to be three of you writing it. So I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, Carol and I had met because I went to her as a channeler. Carol is a channeler of spirit. And I had a lot of questions. Every now and again, if it's someone who's really good at what they do, I'll tap into the wisdom of a spirit channeler. And at that time, I was developing the online platform for my Viral Energy Institute. And at the Institute, we had already been doing retreats and in-person courses for 10 years, but we were looking to take it online. And one of those things, as an environmentalist, I was wanting to look at alternative energy sources in particular, and not the kind of stuff that's already being developed, that there's already so much wisdom being poured into that. So I was looking for something very alternative, an alternative source. And Carol and I had been connected because I had gone to her for sessions. And if anyone's looking for a great spirit channeler, it is Carol Serene Borgens. And through that, we were connected. And one day I got a phone call from Carol saying that Pax, who is the spirit messenger, spirit energy that she communicates with, wanted to offer wisdom and support to what I was doing at the Viral Energy Institute. And long story short, Ken, that became the book, Do Unto Earth.
I love that. Well, let me ask Carol this. Carol, who or what is PAX, and how did you originally tap into PAX? Not sure Carol can hear me. Been one of those technical days today.
Ken, I can fill in the line. There we go.
yeah, we're not getting a good transmission from her. Go ahead, Penelope.
Sure. So Carol and I are very good partners in this, and until we get Carol.
Yeah, I'm afraid Carol's not got a stable platform there. Carol, can you hear us? Yeah, Penelope, I'm going to have you go ahead and answer that question. Go ahead.
Sure. Carol has been channeling PAX since the 1990s. So it's been many decades, her relationship with PAX, and very specifically who PAX is. Well, you know, it was a different energy for Carol. And when I came in, I had to actually ask that question, Ken. So as a journalist, my background is in journalism. I had to ask this question fresh to say, you know, who exactly am I speaking to as I ask these questions on environmental healing and unity? And these questions were what we were working with. So I said very specifically at the top of this book, you know, who exactly are you? Because I know Carol understands PAX as a spirit energy, and the energy flows through her. So it's a very personal thing for her. But for me, I was new. Here was the answer, Ken. The answer, and this is a quote, we are one. This is the answer from PAX. We are one with the universe, not the universe alone. We are the divine universe, yes, and the God being and the greater wisdom, that which knows and supports all and is healing, non-judgmental and tolerant, all seeing, all knowing, and peace, end quote. So it's a very powerful spirit source.
Yeah, nice. And, how does PAX see Mother Earth? You know, in the book, you talk about, you know, the healing of Mother Earth. Do we have a chance? Will it be able to heal?
Yes and yes. And while we actually are at a very critical time right now, so PAX tells us that we only have 8 to 12 years left before we reach a fail-safe point for the wellness of our place here on Mother Earth. And what that means is that in that time frame of the 8 to 12 years, it doesn't mean it's going to be the end of the world in that time frame. But what it does mean, if we don't change our ways and change this trajectory that we are on, the way that we are polluting our environment and dumping into our rivers and oceans and air with impunity our pollution, if we don't change our ways, that in that time frame of 8 to 12 years, we will have reached a point of no return for our place on this planet. And that Mother Earth, she will go on. And even if that repair takes hundreds or thousands of years, that it may extinct us. And so this is a major wake-up call right now, Ken. Like, this is, you know, it is a time of reset. I heard as you were talking to Sam earlier, what we're going through as a global population is a massive reset. And I would say it's a major wake-up call for us to have a minute to say, you know, what is the big picture here? And do we need to change a lot of things? And I think we need to change everything. I think that your book, The Courage to Change Everything, is exactly on point here.
Well, I believe we need to change everything, too. And I think the first thing we need to change, though, is, you know, we got a lot of people out there right now trying to change the world and make a difference. But I say change yourself first. And I think that's in alignment with what you say. You know, what we need to do is tap into our higher realms of consciousness. So give us some ways that we could do that. And I think that'll help people to change the world. But they got to change themselves first.
I could not agree with you more. And my motto is to raise consciousness. And through raising consciousness is how we, you know, stop all of these things that we're seeing. So myself, I have a great affinity for animals, and the extinction of wildlife, the burning of our rainforests affects me greatly. And so I do like to encourage other people to not only emulate the lifestyle that you would like to spread contagiously, to inspire people in that way. But just by working on your own consciousness, you are not able to hurt others or hurt the planet when you're operating from your higher consciousness. And so it becomes extremely important. Consciousness is, in fact, the answer to, you know, world peace, the health and wellness of our planet, our own personal lives, our relationships. It is raising consciousness that is the answer to that. So in terms of, you know, very basic things that anyone can do, I would say mindfulness is a very basic thing that we should do and return to, because oftentimes we have become so busy that mindfulness is really gone out the window, and we're doing things that just really don't make any sense. And I'd like to say, you know what, it's not rocket science what we're doing to this planet. You know, it's very simple things that when we look and see what we're doing as consumers, that we take, you know, we buy these products, we have no idea where they came from. We've really removed ourselves from that ecosystem chain of where our products came from and where they go when we're done with them. So to start being mindful again, to start returning to just very common sense and to say, you know, what can I do to make a difference? And there's small things, but there's also large things.
I love it. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to tap into a little bit more about what PAX has to say about the evolution of the individual consciousness and where we need to go there. So we'll be right back.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage. And put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Courage to be an original. That's what we're talking about today. And I have my guest here. Her name is Penelope Jean Hayes. And Penelope is a co-author of this amazing book. It's called Do Unto Earth. And, you know, in that book, I was, you know, there's some mind-blowing, controversial, mysterious phenomena that's happening on planet Earth right now. You know, I think it's part of our evolution. What do you think, Penelope? What's going on? And what did you write about in your book there? What's going on?
Lots, Ken, lots. So in terms of this consciousness evolution, PAX does confirm that we are entering into the new age. And that new age, you could call it the age of Aquarius or simply the new age, but there is a shift happening. And we notice this just with the things that we talk about that might have a number of years ago, even 5 or 10 years ago, been very fringe things to talk about, you know, spirituality, metaphysics. These things now are very mainstream. And so that is one of those signposts to tell us that something is shifting, something is happening. Consciousness is raising. And it is definitely more our vernacular these days to be able to discuss these things. So we are.
I think consciousness is shifting because pain is a great motivator. And I think when you get to a place in life where your life is challenged in so many ways, the old ways don't work anymore. So we have to find something new to be able to change your life and change what you're doing. How do we apply some of the principles in Do Unto Earth into our life on a practical basis?
So Do Unto Earth is a journey of many different things. And I was able to ask our spirit messenger, Pax, many questions of my own curiosity. So these are questions of human curiosity. I asked, how were the Great Pyramids built? Mm-hmm. How was Stonehenge built? How were the stones moved? What happened at Roswell in 1947? What happened to Amelia Earhart? And through these questions, first of all, I thought I was being a little bit maybe off topic or a little bit naughty asking, but it was sort of one of those things, Ken, while I have the God being here, can I ask you these questions? And really, we did find out that they are related to the topic at hand. And Pax said that it would be through our curiosities that this message from the spirit world would be delivered to us and that this would be something that people would want to learn about and want to know. And absolutely fascinating. So there's much in the book. It's not just about environmental healing and unity, but there's a lot of that. In terms of practical things, he says that we should be replacing all plastics with hemp cellulose, and that anything that we're currently making out of plastic, which is crude oil, and you think about it, right, Ken, like our carpets are made out of plastic. A lot of the clothing, so polyester clothing is made out of plastic. A lot of people really don't realize, haven't put those things together, how many things are actually made out of plastic. And it's not just, you know, this pen. It's all sorts of things, bed sheets, you know, towels. This is why they don't absorb anymore. So to replace everything we're using with plastic, with hemp cellulose, because plastic can't break down, won't return to the earth.
You know, I love that. Where do you see us in 2031? Let's say 10 years from now. Where do you see us? And let's look at it. I believe we're waking up. I think we'll change more and more. We're at a critical time, but people are waking up. Where do you see us in the next 10 years?
We're absolutely at that crossroads, and I see that we're going to raise consciousness. It's already happening. I see that this will catch on virally in a very positive way, that it has been catching on. The snowball is already moving in that direction. The inertia has already started. So I think it's going to be a positive thing for us. I think that if you're looking into the future, we would have evolved in many ways. And consciousness is the beginning of that. And it is the road to that, because you even look at our technological advancements. And these things will become known to us and our scientists when we raise consciousness and therefore prove that we have the ability to handle that. So you look at how we haven't even gotten past our own moon, and you might scratch your head and wonder why. Well, in our book, Pax says that the spirit world is actually blocking these discoveries because we are in the mindset of wanting to plant flags on other planets and places and to monetize space and to war with ourselves and with other peoples. And while we continue that behavior, which is behavior spawned from lower consciousness, we won't be developing those, you know, the fuel for interstellar travel at light speed. So there's a lot of breadcrumbs. I'm going to actually hold that up because you can see there's a lot of breadcrumbs about the future fuels in this book and a lot for our scientists to go off of. You know, one thing is that travel in deep space will actually be, it will be dark matter that will be one of those fuels used while in dark space. Not what gets us up, but what could be used in dark space. So really fascinating stuff.
Well, I love that. And there's energy all around us. We just haven't learned how to tap into it yet. In fact, there's more energy around us than there is, than we even have a clue about at this point. Some of the scientists do. They're figuring it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And so we know the more we create, the more we create. So the amount of energy around us, that positive creation energy, is our choice. Because, you know, getting into the quantum physics, there's also something called quantum fluctuation, which is the spontaneous appearing of energy particles in what appears to be empty space. So knowing these, and that's, I know that's a lot to get into, but knowing that this is a physics, this is a fact in physics, we can bring more energy into our life just through our creativity. So creativity is contagious. The more you create, the more you're doing, the more those, you know, opportunities come to you and the more you end up doing. So I would encourage everyone to just start, just do something, create.
Well, and I believe, you know, what we need to do, and I think you touched on earlier, is I think we need to slow down to succeed. I think we need to take time to be with ourselves, be in meditation, be in nature, be in a place, like you said, mindfulness, be in a place where we're not just going from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing and being consumers of everything that we see. It's at that place to slow down, stop, disconnect, and be able to really make conscious choice. I mean, conscious choice is really, you know, if we're not making conscious choice, we're in apathy, or we're in probably making greedy choices, or making choices that really don't benefit us, our world, our family, our communities. What say you?
Yeah. And also missing the boat on so much that is there for us to tap into in our own higher self-consciousness. So as we meditate, that's just a modality to tap into this portal, this stream of whatever you want to call it, right? You know, you say it all the time on your show, but you know, you could call that God, you could call it universal consciousness, you could call it your higher self. And we have an intelligence through the collective consciousness, as well as our own higher selves and our soul's journey, you know, past lifetime journeys. There's history and knowledge there. And we can tap into that. And yes, meditation is one way. Sitting in nature is another way. And when we do that, it just opens this stream, opens this flow.
Oh my gosh. Well, you and I could go on and on about that. We're going to have you back on the show to just take a deep dive into some of the subjects we talked about. I have one last question, then I want to bring my first guest back on. I'm going to ask him the same question too, but let me ask you first. What's your message to the world right now?
Yes, thank you for asking. I would say that the message is to really become mindful, to take this opportunity where we have experienced so much shift, so much loss, and so much change. You know, we've changed the way we do our work. We've changed the way our, you know, kids are educated. And to take this opportunity to look at it as an opportunity.